While many people are focusing on the holidays, the Forest Service has issued a controversial update to rules governing management of 155 national forests. For one thing, the Bush administration would give more discretion to approve logging and other commercial projects within 2 or 3 years. Forest Service official Rick Cables says environmental reviews now take up to 7 years, meaning only paid lobbyists can stay involved.
We want a process citizens so that they can stick with it long enough, in addition to the folks representing interest groups, which is great.
The Forest Service insists that public comment periods on any plan would not be shortened. The new rule also relaxes requirements to protect fish and wildlife from becoming threatened or endangered, and the plan does not promote or discourage any particular forest use. Environmental groups say the White House already wants to open 69,000 acres of the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest to additional logging. Sierra Club official Brett Halsey says the new plan would allow more clear cutting of trees.
Basically, the Bush administration's playing Santa, giving the clear cut logging companies their wish list and giving people who like to hunt and fish and camp in our forest a lump of coal in their stocking.
The Shawamigan-Nicolet is already one of the most heavily logged forests in the country on a per-acre basis. Environmental groups say they're looking into potential legal action over the new rules. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.